All right. So, you're probably wondering who we are right now, and maybe you're wondering what we're doing if you do know who we are. If you don't know me, my name is Clayton Patrick, and I am a minister here at Joplin Full Gospel. I wear several hats in the church, lead our men's group, lead worship, teach adult Sunday school, an amateur podcaster right now. And then next to me, I got Chance. Chance, what do you do at the church?
Well, I help with the front of house stuff, slides, easy worship, stuff like that. Also help with the website and fill in wherever I can, you know, be of use.
So. Yeah, and tech guru. At times.
Sometimes.
I've grown up in Joplin Full Gospel Church. I always joke like that I'm 28 now, and I always say I've been coming for 29 years or whatever that year is, because it feels like that. And Chance, we've been talking here lately, has been coming for well over 10 years now.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'd known the family forever. Grew up at a church camp and everything with them. So
right.
Long time coming.
We'll definitely get into that at some point. So what are we doing? So if you're still watching this, thank you.
I'm shocked they didn't see us and just turn it right off.
Yeah, seriously. Honestly, we've been fighting with some stuff for like 2 hours, and this is our first real go at it. So we're just as ready to get this over with as you are probably by now. But we are really excited about this opportunity and this thing that we're trying to start. And this idea of a podcast, and you're probably wondering, what in the world do we need a podcast for? What's going on? Why are we doing this? So just a couple things to let you know. I guess just through talking, maybe at the beginning of the year, and just vision for the church and some things like that. Me, Chance, some other guys from the church, some pastors, we all just started talking a little bit, and of course you get to go down memory lane a little, and so we were talking about different history of Joplin Full Gospel, where the church started, and things like that. And actually, I came to find out we're like approaching the 40th year of Joplin Full Gospel being a church, which is pretty cool. And so through that, as well as some other talks and conversations we had, we said, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to make a podcast and share some things that maybe not everybody knows, or not everybody that comes to church here, or maybe people that know the church but aren't really around or do not attend. Just some stuff they don't know, or things they've forgotten, or maybe just some stuff you've never even thought about. So that's kind of where this idea came from. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be like that forever. I know there's some other vision for maybe some podcasting with like leadership stuff and teaching and discussing different things and different things in the church. And so that may be down the road, a concept that we may dive into, maybe more with my dad, who is the pastor, if you don't know, maybe some stuff like that. But the idea, at least for now, is just talking a little bit about Joplin Gospel, where it's been, just the stuff that's happened, people in the church, and then where it's going. And so you may be watching this, and you may be attending Joplin Full Gospel going, I had no idea this is happening. That's okay. Many of you don't, but you will be asked.
I was right there in the same boat. I didn't even know half this stuff happened.
Oh, yeah, very true. I was going to say, you probably will be asked at some point, maybe, hey, can we talk to you about some stuff? Or, hey, how would you like to just talk with us for a few minutes on a podcast? So there's just some interesting stuff that you're not going to hear on a Sunday morning sermon or in passing conversation that we just want to dive into and talk about. So honestly, who the podcast is for, if you're a member of Joplin Gospel, obviously, and you're interested in those things, that would be great. Also, I mean, if you're just kind of casually listening and want to hear how church began and the struggles and the good times that it's had, anyone's welcome. And we're not going to be disappointed with our viewership, but I mean, we are taking ad sponsors if you're available and out there.
TaylorMade, that's for you.
TaylorMade. I was thinking Chick-fil-A. I had some Chick-fil-A earlier, and
also
I wouldn't mind hearing some
stuff.
Chick-fil-A up in here. We're not too shy to sell out, are we?
No,
not at all. So, yeah, that's some stuff it's going to be about. So things you're not going to get in sermon. I think down the road we may get in some more vision casting, some more leadership stuff with some of the vision I've heard for it. So some of the stuff we'll be talking about is going to include how Joplinful Gospel came to be, obviously, the history of the church. You know, this is the third building here at 26th and Indiana that the church has been a part of and been in. Many of you may not know that. Even if you do come to church, you may not know that. So third building that Joplinful Gospel has had. I wanted to discuss, obviously, one of the biggest things that's ever happened in the church is the Joplin tornado, the effects it had on it, on the church and the people, losing five members and just the time that the church went through there. Well, I guess because of the tornado, we had four churches, because we were in another building for about a year, weren't we? I wasn't even counting the...
Plus the temporary building that we had one service.
Yeah, so we were actually in the Seventh-day Adventist building for a year, so I guess you could kind of technically count that as another building we were in. So maybe four buildings this church has been in. So as well as talking about how JFG, acronym for Joplinful Gospel, if you're not catching on, JFG Mission started, just, you know, the people we support, how we got connected with them, how we, you know, have reached out and poured into missions over the years. I'd love to go deeper into that. Some vision for the church is where we'll probably end up, at least on our side of things. It's not just going to be me and Chance in front of you every time, so please don't get used to our faces. Chance is already like, this is too much for him. Yeah.
Sensory overload, right?
Yeah. So Chance is already like, please put me behind the camera. And I definitely have the face for radio. So I probably shouldn't
be. I don't got the face or the voice. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
So I should definitely probably not be in front of you every week either. Every week, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have some people come on with us and maybe set up some interview type stuff, especially with my grandma, who her and her husband, which would be John and Joyce Myers, they founded the church and were pastors for, this would be their 40th year. Wanted to get her take on some things and definitely some the early things that was going on and how that all came to be. And then as well as some other people in the church. You may be asked, if you haven't been, don't be upset with me. This is all new to us, and we have no idea what we're doing. That's why we didn't want to ask anybody, because we didn't know what we were doing ourselves. So we didn't know how long it would be before we could even get this going.
Mm-hmm.
Some questions maybe. Why are we doing this? I just thought maybe to inform people. I'm excited about hearing these things. It's stuff I've grown up in this church, and I still didn't know some of the things I've already discovered while talking to people. And so it's very interesting to me how some things in the church have transpired. And when you get to going down that memory lane and more things come up and more discussions happen, it's like, wait, what? Did that happen? You know, we were having a talk last week after our men's group. And there were so many things.
Shameless plug. Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock. Be there,
Chance
be square.
Is already plugging men's group. I'll do plenty of that. Don't worry about that. But we were talking, and I was like, man, I thought I knew this, but apparently I didn't. So there's so much that it's just, I guess, like, just passes
us
by.
The name change. That was just so wild how that just came by. I was like, oh my goodness.
Hey, we can't do any spoiler alerts. No spoiler alerts. You'll have to check in the next couple episodes to find out about that. So I don't know how long these will typically be. I know that I have some ideas. This one, obviously, is just kind of an opener and wanting to really get us knowing what we're supposed to be doing here with the...
This is a gear shakedown.
Yeah, the tech stuff, as well as introducing what we're going to be doing, and hoping some of you catch on, have good response, and maybe you're like, oh yeah, I'm excited about that, and then maybe nobody's excited about that, and we'll get the hint, trust me. I'm kind of excited about it. You're going to be able to check these things out, and I'll be plugging it everywhere, but you're going to be able to check these things out on their website, joplinfulgospel.com. It's also going to be uploaded to YouTube, so you can see the video and have the audio there at YouTube. And then we're also working on a way, and I'm sure and pretty confident we're going to have a way where you can just listen, whether it's through an app like Spotify or through something else where maybe you're driving or you know, doing work or something, you just want to plug your headphones in or something, just listen along and not see our pretty faces, that's totally understandable. And so we're going to have some way you can do that as well. I don't know about you, but I listen to podcasts all the time, and so I do it both ways. I'll watch podcasts as well as listening to them, so that's pretty cool. We're excited about that. And as far as episodes go and how often we're going to do this, if you don't know me, I am like at least...
a 10 busy.
Well, ten, yeah, but busy. Also I'm like getting ready to have a kid. Well, I'm not, but my wife is, and and we are probably going to get even busier. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say I'm excited about this. I'm making an effort to do this, and I would love to be putting out episodes at the minimum monthly. Now, since this is a shorter one, hopefully we can get another one here in March done. But we got to learn how to edit, you know, all that fun stuff. We don't even know if this is recording right now. So, like, we
honestly, we did not check.
Yeah,
so if you're seeing this, that means it recorded.
Yeah. So kudos to us for getting that part right. We can hit the red button. So yeah, that's some of the stuff that's getting ready to happen, and we're excited about it. We keep discussing it, and every time we discuss it, we have more stuff we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. So this may go on forever. Yeah. I don't know.
It makes me think of when we were recording for the church.
Yeah.
During COVID, half of the service I just didn't even realize that wasn't recorded. It was just paused.
Yeah, so. There's some people right now watching this having flashbacks about that right now. Whew! Try preaching a whole sermon and then learning that didn't get recorded. Oof. Yeah, yikes. Anyways, bad memories. Anyways, we have different thoughts, you know, for how long and how often we'll do this and how many episodes we may get through. I know we have some outlines for several already, and then I'm sure we'll think of some other things down the road and keep putting them out. And if you guys have any suggestions or thoughts, or you're like, man, it'd be cool to hear about this, or we never knew about this thing, we're definitely open to it. And you can come see us or hit us up on Facebook or the website. Chance manages the website, so he'll see that stuff. And so we can definitely take in, you know, if you have some thoughts or questions, that do a little Q&A. Mm-hmm. We'll wait till, like, you know, my parents get on here, and then we'll do some Q&A or something.
Hit them with the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Chance, you got anything to add? Because I think we've covered most of the, you know, brief notes that we had for tonight. We're just thankful to be here. No.
Yeah.
Thankful we've gotten here. We've gotten this far without something major happening.
The camera didn't fall off the stand.
Been there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Nothing that I can think of right now. Just happy to do this. Like Clay said, I'd like to reiterate that. There's a lot of things that I learned from the short discussion that really piqued my interest as well. So I'm, you know, pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So we are happy if you're still with us. And we want to just be informative and encouraging, and we're excited about this. This is something brand new that we've never done, so we're kind of stepping out of our comfort zone. Yeah. Chance very much stepping out of his comfort zone.
Talk in front of person, but the camera, it's a little bit better.
Yeah. So this is definitely a new venture, so please have grace with us, mercy. Mm-hmm. We're pleading because we know this is probably not very great quality, but we are going to get there, and we're going to work on it. And so thank you so much for listening. We're going to hope to have a fresh podcast coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So this is just basically like your little teaser, okay? The next one that we put out, when we do put another one out, it's going to be much longer. We're definitely going to have other people here besides me and Chance, because we've probably already talked more than we ever will talk again on this thing. So the next time you'll have guests, we'll be able to ask some questions for them. I'm thinking 30 minutes to an hour is what we've talked about. So if you could have some time in your day or at some point in your week to watch that would be awesome. So thank you so much for listening and taking the time. We're going to probably spend the next however long until this comes out trying to figure out how to get it to you. And then it'll just be there. And so we're excited about that. And then we will go ahead and start working on our next one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.